Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what exactly is the church? And how do you know that you've seen one? That question is perhaps not a question that we often pause to ask ourselves. What is a church? But if you stop and think about it, it's one of the most important questions that you could ever answer. In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus promises that the church is his own handiwork. He built it, and he will be with his church always, to the very end of the age. In Ephesians chapter 5, St. Paul says that Jesus considers the church his very own body and loves it and nourishes it tenderly and cares for it. Throughout the New Testament, we are told that it is the church that will rule with Christ in glory. It is the church that will be raised from the dead for everlasting life. It is the church that will even judge angels with Christ. That emphasis on that intimate union between Christ and the church lies behind the hope of many Christians that their loved ones will be part of a church. You've probably heard somebody say it, and maybe you've even said it yourselves. I don't care what church they go to, just as long as they go to a church. But what is a church? How do you know one when you see one? As you can imagine, I've heard many opinions about the answer to that question, and I expect that you have as well. Most of those opinions have the same thing in common. They set some kind of standard that is important to the speaker, and then they subject your church or you or the church to that standard to see if you measure up. That is, they focus on what the church does. Is it welcoming enough? Is it kind enough? Does it affirm who I am? Is it happy enough? Does it have any hypocrites? Does it reach out with the word the way that I think it should? Does it help the poor the way I think it should? Does it sin? Is it the right kind of people? Does it follow the right kind of rules? It's as though the church were a butterfly caught in a net, gassed to death by chemicals, and now pinned to a piece of cardboard for inspection. But we are not here to inspect the church, are we? We are here to be the church. And you are not here for opinions. You are here for the Word of God. The Word of God never pins us down more than it frees us. And if the Word of God ever puts us to death, it always makes us alive as well. According to the Word of God, the church is not defined by what it does. Rather, the church is defined by what it receives. And you see that in today's gospel reading. In today's gospel reading, you see Jesus at the center, his face and his flesh glorified with the light of God. On either side of him, you see the prophets Elijah and Moses speaking to him. And at his feet, you see the apostles trembling with fear. But even more than all of those things that you see, you hear a voice. A voice that says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." In that voice, you have everything you need to know about the church. The church is the people who listen to the word of Jesus and believe it. 1,000 people might go out and give all of their money to the poor, and we could give thanks for that good work. But that good work alone does not make a church. 100,000 people could gather to reflect on truth, to practice goodness, and to encourage one another with beauty. But that fellowship alone does not make a church. 1,000,000 people could gather in a temple topped with gold to praise God and to give thanks to God for everything that He has made. But if they do not listen to His Son, if Jesus is not at the center of that fellowship, it still is not a church. The church is, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." God's pleasure rests on Jesus, and therefore God's pleasure goes wherever Jesus goes. So where does Jesus go? That's the question. And the answer is, Jesus goes where people listen to Him and believe Him. You see that in the Holy Gospels. When He goes to a town and they don't listen to Him, He leaves and says, "We must go on." He goes to where He will be heard. So He may go to a temple topped with gold, or He may go to a hut that leaks when it rains. It may be among white people or black people, rich people or poor. Why, He may even go to different kinds of Lutherans from us. He may even go to different kinds of Christians from us. For wherever people are listening to Jesus, there Jesus is sharing the pleasure of God. And there is the church. As we read in the Augsburg Confession, one holy church is to remain forever. The church is the congregation of saints. And when it says saints, all it means are believers, sinners who have trusted in the promises of Christ. The church is the congregation of saints in which the gospel is purely taught and the sacraments are correctly administered. The church must always have things like holy baptism and the holy body and blood of Christ. Those are things that Jesus speaks. And so if you will have a church, you must listen to Him and receive those things. The church must always have things like preachers, too. Whether those preachers be pastors in the pulpits or parents in their households or women in the coffee shop, for people to listen, someone must be speaking what Jesus said. The church must always be calling people to repentance and forgiveness, because the one who speaks died for the forgiveness of sins, and therefore He now lives to speak that forgiveness. The church must have prayer and praise, because wherever Jesus speaks, He is also listening to what you speak in response to Him. And finally, the church must always, always suffer for being the church, because being the church is all about listening to what the world does not want to hear. Sometimes, not even those who gather to hear His word really want to hear it either. The word of Christ can get very personal, after all. So sometimes, even those who hang out in the church will seek ways to silence Jesus, to corrupt the doctrine of His preaching, or to steal His scriptures away. There is the greatest suffering of all, when people who seem to be the church try to undo the church by silencing God. For this reason, it does matter what church you go to, what church you call home. Does it speak what Jesus spoke? That's the real question for choosing a church. Yet while those sufferings and many more will come upon the church in every age, it will also stand forever. And it will stand forever, not because we are good listeners who are experts at building bridges and making friendships, But it will stand forever because Jesus is a good speaker, an expert speaker. He is risen, and he will never be silent again. Even now he is glorified in face and flesh, ruling with the prophets and the apostles. And he will speak his gospel in every time and place. He is the beloved Son, with whom God is well pleased. Listen to him. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.